You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK Community Radio. Today's Public Affairs Program is a special episode created in collaboration with ASYIP's Kids Corner Summer Radio Class. I'm ASYIP's Program Manager, Adele Kraft. Last month, I had the honor to embark on a week-long radio experience with six elementary school students to learn about what makes our community so special. Each day, we focused on a different theme: local art, music, and farming. Thanks to the generosity of community members, our students had access to enriching hands-on experiences, including creating flower bouquets, writing an original song, learning about permaculture, and so much more. Each day, we learned radio skills like interviewing, public speaking, and DJing. Over the next half hour, you will hear a recap of what our students got up to and listen to mini interviews with members of our community. Thanks so much for listening. Our first day of Kids Corner Summer Camp was all about local music. We had a tour of KDNK, learned about radio, and many different genres. Our students were in awe to learn that there are thousands of kinds of music in the world. We toured one of Carbondale's local music gems, Steve's Guitars. We'd like to give a huge shout out to Ralph for giving us an amazing tour. We met up with local singer-songwriter Emma Schaefer in Soper's Park for a songwriting workshop. We also had a private live concert at KDNK with the Boston-based band Twisted Pine. Our students got to listen to them perform a few songs and even had the opportunity to ask interview questions live on the radio. Thanks so much for KDNK for making that possible. One highlight of the day that we would like to share with you a little bit more was the time we spent with Emma. She led us through activities connecting art, music, storytelling, and songwriting. We sat under a big tree in Soper's Park in the shade, and she played original songs for us, and then our students were encouraged to write poems about summer. From those poems, we created a few verses to mess around with, and eventually it turned into an entire song. Here's a sneak peek of the songwriting process that we went through with Emma, and make sure to stay tuned because in a few minutes we will listen to the entire original song performed by our students in the park.
So bright the moon is shining. Okay, now we have what we can call the verse. And this is Abby's beautiful lyrics for this section. And I'm gonna try a different melody. And then I'll have you sing it back to me, okay?
Sunlight underwater. Moonlight music. Sunlight underwater, moonlight music. Sunlight underwater, moonlight music.
First, we'll hear from Emma about what it's like to be a singer-songwriter in the Roaring Fork Valley, and then we will listen to the song that we co-created together. Here are students Wyland, Sam, Issa, Selah, George, and Abby talking with Emma.
May you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Emma. I use Emma Kieran as my stage name when I'm performing. And I am someone who grew up listening to so much live music. And I think that really planted a seed. And as I got older, I realized I could make music of my own and make music with other people. And so getting to make music with other people like we just did is one of my favorite things. So thanks for inviting me to do this and participating with so much joy.
Awesome.
How did you become a singer?
Oh, that's a great question, Abby. I was told that long before I ever could really say any words, I was mumbling, babbling my way through my early toddler years. Eventually I realized that I loved singing, but I think I always was just kind of making noise one way or another. And then I started writing my own songs when I realized that two of my favorite things, writing and music, could be brought together in songwriting. And then ever since I was maybe about 9 or 10 years old, I've never stopped songwriting.
I think music is really cool because you can make as much sound as you want, and there's all kinds of different instruments.
That is amazing and so, so, so true. And yeah, the thing I love about music is, like we all just did, there's so much you can do with it. You can dance to it, you can listen to it, you can paint to it and draw to it, and you can create it with your friends.
Why did you choose to be a guitarist out of all the other instruments?
Another great question. So I actually grew up playing the violin. When I was about 4 or 5 years old, my parents realized I was trying to make a violin out of like sticks and paper towel rolls, and then they put me in violin lessons. So I played violin for many, many years and took lots of lessons playing violin. And I eventually, when I was maybe 13 or 14, realized it's really hard to sing and play violin at the same time. So I decided, I think maybe I should learn guitar so I can more easily sing and play an instrument at the same time. So I never actually got any formal guitar lessons. I learned a few chords from my friend who played guitar and from my dad who taught me a few chords. And so I would say guitar is my way of getting to create songs more easily with an instrument. But I decided that, yeah, guitar was going to be that instrument. Now I've started playing more piano too, because piano is really fun to explore.
Yay!
And I've been playing more violin lately too, and that makes me really happy.
Emma, what have we been doing here today in Cypress Park?
We have been making music together. We started with listening as I was singing a song about wildflowers, and the campers were drawing along to that and drew some beautiful pictures. So they made some acrostic poems to the words like summer and wildflower. And then with all those words, we created a list, and they listened to their favorite word that they heard in there. And then with those standout words, we made a little silly warm-up song. One of the words that someone made up was labu. And that became kind of the favorite word for everybody. Selah came up with that. And it was such a reminder that songs don't always have to make perfect sense, or words don't have to have the meaning that we think they might. We can just put them in a song and have fun with it. So we made that really silly, fun song. And then we put some other lyrics that we wrote together with a rhythm that Wylan created for us. And now we kind of have a full song. We have a chorus and some verses, and it's so fresh, so we're gonna sing it and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. And it's been so fun getting to remember that this song would have never existed had it not been for this moment in the park and everybody's beautiful ideas and contributions.
Okay, should we gather around and sing our song one last time?
Yeah.
Okay. Issa, come on over. Z, come on over. George, come on over. Take it away.
All right. What are we calling this? Shine on the Lake?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shine on the lake. So bright the moon is shining. Shine on the lake. So bright the moon is shining. Shine. Shine on the lake. So bright the moon is shining. Shine. Sunlight underwater and moonlight music. Sunlight underwater and moonlight music.
Again.
Sunlight underwater. Moonlight music, sunlight underwater, and moonlight music. Shine on the lake, so bright the moon is shining. Shine on the lake, so bright the moon is shining. Shine on the lake, so bright the moon is shining. Shine. Flow on wild rain, unlimited giggles. Flow on wild rain, unlimited giggles. Flow on wild rain, the moon is shining, shine on the lake. So bright the moon is shining, shine on the lake. So bright the moon is shining, shine on the lake. So bright the moon is shining.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program Public Affairs Show on KDNK Community Radio. Today's show is a very special episode because it's a recap of our Kids Corner summer camp that took place last month. The song that you just heard is a completely original creation made by local singer-songwriter Emma Kieran, along with our six Kids Corner students. How special was that? We are so incredibly grateful to Emma for spending time with us and giving our students this amazing opportunity. I really hope you enjoyed listening to our song. On the second day of camp, we were talking about an extension of music, a different kind of art. So we had the opportunity to visit Studio 10 in the 3rd Street Center in Carbondale and talk with local artist Lindsay Jones. We were also visited by Ava Gilbert from Modern West Floral and Silt. She brought down big buckets of freshly harvested flowers for us to learn to create bouquets. And then we translated our flower art into a paper medium and we painted what we created. So now you are going to hear a couple more little interviews with our Kids Corner students, along with Ava and Lindsay. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Please introduce yourself and your studio.
My name is Lindsay, and I work out of the 3rd Street Center as an artist and graphic designer.
Why did you choose to be an artist?
I chose to be an artist because, you know, when I went to college for it, it was the most fun thing. And even when I was like your age, art was my favorite topic.
Where do you get the inspiration for your art?
The inspiration comes from, man, so many places. A lot of it's outdoors. Like I told you guys about the pothole drawings that I made that are inspired by the Utah desert. I draw a lot of plants and flowers, and so that's from the outdoors. And I will also say that being in the studio, like when I'm actually making the art, that's only part of where I get my inspiration. My inspiration comes when I get out of the studio and I am like out mountain biking where my mind can just kind of roam. And so I'm able to find inspiration from so many different things, whether it's a different artist that I like or from nature or from conversations I have with other people or from just playing around. And play is a huge part. Like the inspiration can come from the mistakes.
Do you get most of your inspiration from Carbondale, or do you like get your most of your inspiration from like Utah or somewhere?
Yeah, I love Utah. I love the desert, and I do love Colorado too. Obviously, I live here, but I'd say I get inspiration from both places, and I really get inspiration from the actual act of traveling. So traveling, I'm from the Midwest, from a city called Kansas City, and it's very different than here. And I love it there. And it's very forested. There are huge tall trees and really steep hills. And so that's really inspiring because it's so different. So I think it's that everything is so different and comparing them is kind of what inspires me.
Why is art an important part of our community?
Artists are so important to culture, okay? Do you guys know what culture is?
Yeah.
So like culture is like the bigger picture. It's not just community. It's like lots of things that make up our everyday world, like our music and our images we look at and everything. I think artists are sometimes reflecting our community or our culture, and many times they are defining our community or our culture. Artists are often the ones who are observing and pointing things out that people haven't thought about yet. So they're really forward thinking. And so I think they're important because they're a voice of the community, but they're also helping lead and guide the community.
Thank you.
After looking at all of Lindsay's beautiful art and asking her lots of questions about the role of artists in our community, we sat down with Ava Gilbert, who helped us create flower bouquets for all of the students' parents, and we talked with her about the importance of farming in our community. I think our kids are getting pretty good at interviewing, and they asked lots and lots of questions that they made up on the spot, which I think is very impressive. So I hope you enjoy our next mini interview with Ava the Flower Farmer.
Hi, I'm Ava Gilbert. I work at Modern West Floral.
How did you choose to be a flower farmer? And how do you find all of the flowers to like sell and make bouquets and stuff?
Good questions. I chose to be a farmer first, and I had grown vegetables for many years first. And then I decided I wanted to learn to grow all sorts of things. And so I wanted to learn to grow more than just vegetables. And I started working at a flower farm. And that's how I'm flower farming. And the way we find the flowers is we go by the seasons. So we plant flowers based on which season it is. Some of these flowers you see here today are all spring varieties. So they grow really well in the spring because it's cooler and there's less daylight. And so we see them during the right time of the year. And then when they bloom, we like to, yeah, make the bouquets and share them around the valley.
What's your favorite flower?
Always such a tough question. I actually do kind of have a favorite. It's called ranunculus. And it's similar, I think it's in the same family perhaps, as these anemones we have here today. So they're kind of a similar size and shape, and they're just really elegant. And then they look a little bit more like a rose. They're really pretty, and they come in lots of cool colors.
Why are farmers an important part of our community?
It's important to have locally produced products, mm-hmm. for one. And it's important for them to be supported too. So it's kind of similar to Lindsay's answer with art is, you know, they're an important way to be able to support the needs of a community with food and with flowers and other farming products. But also it's important for them to be part of the community because they need support too. Like, there's something called community supported agriculture programs, known as CSAs. That's something where if the community is in close proximity with their farmer, they can help support them when they need it most at the beginning of the year, and then the farmer then provides the flowers or the food or whatever it might be throughout the weeks of the mm-hmm. season. So I think that kind of model just describes like the importance of community and farming being really connected with each other because it goes both ways.
Is it like the farmers market?
The CSA I was talking about?
Yeah, like to support all the like foods and stuff.
Yeah, totally. It's a lot like the farmers market. In ways that the people buying the food and the farm products, they get to meet the actual farmers who grew them and buy them in season, which not only helps us be in tune with our seasons and our environment, but is also a really good way to eat your local food and consume local products because, they're at best when they're in season, and they're best grown when they're in season. They use the least resources. So it's a lot like the farmers markets in the way that you get to be connected and buy in season.
Thank you.
A big thank you again to Lindsay Jones and Ava Gilbert for spending the second day of our Kids Corner summer camp with us. While we are talking about farmers, on the third day of camp, Wednesday, we focused on local farming. So we spent the day at the farmers market, we had a veggie taste test with a local farmer from Sustainable Settings, we did a permaculture tour with Adrian Fielder where we went to the Carbondale Food Forest, and we created some farm animal guessing games. One of the highlights of the day was sitting with Fallon in the KDNK classroom. She brought down a bunch of freshly harvested vegetables from sustainable settings for our students to try. And after we did our vegetable taste test, we sat down with her for a little interview about local vegetable farming. So stay tuned, that's what we'll hear next. And then we will take a break from the interviews to play a game that the students prepared about farming. Stay tuned.
Hello, my name is Fallon, and I work at both Wild Mountain Seeds and at Sustainable Settings for Mike and Shelley.
What's your favorite thing in the farm?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'd have to say harvesting all the lovely fruits and veggies that we have and getting to taste them too and make sure that the flavor is absolutely perfect for all of our community.
What's your favorite fruit or veggie?
Oh my goodness, these are tough questions because I love lots and lots of fruits and veggies, but I'm going to say for the veggie or green, I'll say garden sorrel because it's sweet and lemony. I like to joke and call it lemon leaf. And fruit-wise, apricots. I'm a huge fan of all the lovely apricot trees we have in the valley.
What's your favorite thing that you like about your job?
I love the people that I work with. I love working with the plants and being close to the earth and making relationships with all the worms and the plants and the animals and people. And yeah, there's not much not to love about farming, but it is really, really hard work.
What do you grow most?
That's a really interesting question because I work on both our diversified vegetable operations. And so we actually try and grow lots of different vegetables and perennial crops because it makes a healthier ecosystem. When we talk about diversity and biodiversity, everything's happy and healthier when there's a big mix of everything. So we try and distribute what we grow. So we have a lot of everything.
Why do you think that farming and harvesting fresh food is important to communities?
Well, I think it helps communities understand their growing season and where they live and where their food comes from, and it helps them have nice, rich, fresh, nutrient-dense food because the food's not coming from other countries or far away. Like on the other side of the country, it's like grown here, fresh. You don't wait for it. It hasn't been grown for storage. It's been grown for flavor and happiness and to know your neighbor, to know your farmer.
A big thank you to Fallon for generously spending her time with our students during camp. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK, and today's public affairs show is a special episode recapping our Kids Corner summer camp that took place earlier in the summer. We've heard from many members of our community about local art, music, and farming. In addition to conducting interviews, we also learned about radio in other ways, like creating recorded guessing games. The students have prepared a game for you to guess the farm animal that they are thinking of. We'll listen to a couple of those, and then we will talk about our last day of camp and the time we spent at True Nature Healing Arts. Thanks so much for listening.
My name is George. Can you guess my animal? I live in a small and round den. I am small and round. I am gray and fuzzy. Do you know what I am? I will give you one more hint. Meep, 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 meep. That's right, I'm a mouse.
My name's Issa. Can you guess my animal? I sleep in trees and other high places, and I normally live in the forest. I am big and have a colorful tail. I am green, black, orange, and teal, and I have feathers. I am the national bird of India. Do you know who I am? I'll give you one more clue. That's right, I'm a peacock.
My name is Sheila. Can you guess my animal? I sleep in a nest, usually in a tree. I am tan and white. I am small and round. I have good hearing. Do you know what I am? I'll give you one more clue. Ooh, ooh. That's right. I'm a barn owl.
Thanks so much for guessing with us. On the last day of our Kids Corner summer camp, we brought all of our themes, music, art, farming, and nature together by spending the day at True Nature with Megan and Lena. We did a tour of the garden, learned about herbalism, we harvested and made herb water, and then we created more beautiful music together with a bunch of percussive instruments. Here's some highlights from our time at True Nature.
Can you please introduce yourself, the garden, and what we did today?
My name is Megan Miller, and we are in the Peace Garden at True Nature Healing Arts in Carbondale, Colorado. And we became guardians of the garden and did some really sacred and intentional harvesting and some great yoga.
My name is Lena Maud Wilson. I am a newcomer to the Carbondale area, and I joined the Guardians of the Garden today, and we played some music and ate a lot of plants in a kind fashion, and got to know one another.
Why do you like plants so much?
Oh my gosh. I like plants because of the possibilities. I like that they're an endless form of relationship and inquiry.
Why do you think plants and insects and animals and living things, not just at True Nature, but in general, are important to community and the human species?
We're all part of it. It's all connected. It's having a relationship with an aunt is just as important as having a relationship with your grandmother. The life forces on this planet are integral to one another, and I think that the weaving together and the unifying of all living creatures is essential to the well-being of the entire planet.
That's a wrap on our Kids Corner summer camp. Thank you so much for listening to our recap. We would love to give a huge thank you to our camp collaborators, Steve's Guitars, Lindsay Jones at Studio 10, Modern West Floral, singer-songwriter Emma Schaefer, True Nature, Sustainable Settings, Adrian Fielder and the Carbondale Food Forest, and of course, Katie and Kay. Thanks so much for listening.